unity. In a testament to the value and benefits of kin clubs in our communities, the District 3 kin clubs were celebrated for remarkable results from Kin Canada. District 3 represents the province of Saskatchewan. With 100% of clubs reporting in this district, Kin Canada noted 34,319.10 hours of community service along with contributing $8,084,292.80 service dollars, which included $5,630,215.00 from Telemiracle 45. The Kin year runs from July 1 to June 30. Each year clubs track how many hours they put into their community. For unity, this included things like random acts of kindness, tele-miracle events, Kin Park cleanup, Parkview Place birthday month sponsor, etc. Clubs also track how much money is raised for communities. Despite COVID, District 3, Saskatchewan, still rocked. District 3 had a grand total of 34,419 hours and an amazing $8,084,292. This total included Telemiracle's $5.6 million. Across the country, each district was affected differently due to COVID restrictions, but every single district was able to get out at some point and help their communities. At the national level, with 84% of clubs reporting, they completed 18.5 years, 162,401 hours, worth of service and raised a total of $22,940, $726 for Canadian communities. Raising over $22 million service dollars in this unprecedented time is truly amazing. Also of very special note is Kin Canada's 57-year partnership with Cystic Fibrosis, in which Kin has donated $49,561,678 and are pushing to see that $50 million mark well before the end of 2021. It was announced on August 27 that Kin Canada has now hit the mark, raising $50 million for CF in their 57-year partnership, and remarkable milestone achievement. Kin Canada also partners with Canadian Blood Services and each year, striving to increase donated units of blood. Everyone is welcome to donate blood using the code KINC110247. This remarkable achievement was done in spite of a worldwide pandemic, showcasing the continuing commitment of these clubs to their mandate of serving the community's greatest needs. Unity Kin Club President, Amanda White said, highlighting District 3 service projects and clubs that make this our amazing district requires our thanks for their hard work and dedication this year. With the uncertainty of COVID-19, we still found ways to give back. White adds that a new event this year, the district-wide Kin Chase the Ace, that includes 24 clubs has been ongoing and generating funds for Sask. Kin Clubs, District 3, and Lucky Winners. Of course, District 3 annual telethon was a highlight, and White reiterated that the committee did an amazing job of jumping through hoops, working with a tiny fraction of volunteers they are accustomed to, and pulled off a very successful $5.6 million final total. Caribert Kinsmen were able to get an application approved through Telemiracle for a new mobility scooter for resident Dave Benny to help him maintain his independence. White says other wonderful and innovation service projects took place in District 3 this year that helped contribute to the service hours and service dollars they were recognized for. The Lloydminster Canets partnered with a different local organization each month to help ease the shortage of volunteers in their community. Caribert Kinsmen stay active with Trip of the Month draws, high school scholarship, and other fundraising and services in the community. While the Wilkie Kinsmen haven't been as active since the pandemic hit, they are certainly ready to help serve the community's greatest needs, as evidenced by a late 2019 donation of $7,500 to the Wilkie and District Health Center to go toward the new digital X-ray machine. The Macklin Canet Club also sponsor a graduation scholarship, as well as hosting booth and beverage gardens at the Ball Diamonds, both as a service for the community and help raise funds for them to continue serving the community's greatest needs. The Unity Kin Club continued with their monthly random acts of kindness, recognizing people and groups that have went above and beyond during the pandemic. The club also held a wine survivor fundraiser and a barbecue pack fundraiser, which generated funds for the Unity Credit Union Aquatic Center to purchase new life jackets. Additionally, they contributed to covering some of the expenses for the Living Sky Wildlife Rehabilitation for caring for, and returning, the numerous bats that were removed from the Unity Arena. The club also contributed to the Unity Cemetery Sign and Map Project and donated to the Unity Community Resource Center, along with a donation to help with some maintenance items at the Kin Park. Currently, the club in Unity is planning a Gord Bamford concert in October that sold out quickly. The club commends the community for the amazing response. Communities have much to be thankful in the continued commitment of District 3 kinsmen, kinets and kin clubs that continue to serve the community's greatest need.